And this part of the hand?
The palm.
And this part? This right here, where the hand joins on?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that bone.
You might say she kicked him in the...
Right on my shank.
Okay, fine. And this right here? Where your foot joins off your leg?
Ankle.
Good. And a person puts a shoe on his...
foot.
And everybody has two...
foot.
Okay. Now, let's see. Can you see that clock face all right? Can you tell me what time that says?
That's 3.
Now, the big hand's on 9, and the little hand's on 5.
Uh-huh. That's 4:45.
Fine. Now, what do you call that? It's a thing that a carpenter uses to saw a board?
That's a bank.
Okay. And what about this? You put a piece of firewood in it to saw it up?
That's a... I don't know what you call that. And do know to.
Can I think of it?
It's a... right.
Okay, fine. And what about this that you put a baby in?
Carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you would what the baby?
Quit rolling.
Okay. Now, do you ever use the words catty-cornered or kitty-cornered or anti-garland?
Cattle-cornered? What is cattle-cornered?
I don't know. That's what I was just interested in. You ever use it? Some people use that when they're talking about a piece of furniture that's not right in the corner, but it's sort of set up.
You put it catty-cornered.
Uh-huh.
Well, I used to have my dresses used to sit right in that corner, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't sit straight like it did now, but I'd give it a catty-corner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me see this. I think we have one up. Oh yeah, do you remember what sound it is that the horses make when horses are hungry or when they want something to drink? What sound is it they make?
I can't say that sound. I say a horse is whistling or something. I don't know what I'll call it.
Okay. Let's see if there was another one I wanted to... Oh, are you familiar with the expression to buy something in bulk, meaning to buy it loose?
What?
Sometimes, if you buy, let's say, instead of buying sugar in a package, you could go to the grocery store and they dip it out of a barrel for you.
Yeah.
And you could call that loose sugar.
Uh-huh.
Or you could say it was sugar, that you were buying the sugar in bulk. Now, are you familiar with that expression, to buy it in bulk?
When you buy, that way you buy 2-3 packages.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you ever use that word, bulk?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, but that's what it means, you know, when you get more than one thing.
Uh-huh.
You see, if you wanted 2 pounds of sugar, they got 2 pounds sack. Well, you might want to buy more than 2 pounds. Well, suppose you get two or three or maybe 4 packages of sugar in the 2 pounds. That's a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce it, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. That's what I wanted to find out.
Yeah, if you bought 5 pounds, And if you bought a 5-pound sack of sugar, and if you got 2 or 3 of them, that would be a boat.
Mm-hmm.
You pronounce that, you know, it would be. And if you got more than 1 sack of flour, 3 or 4, you say, well, so-and-so just buy his flour and boat.
I see.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, fine.